podcast replay is brought to you by Cutter's Edge Total Landscape Solutions. With decades of experience here in South Florida, cuttersedge.com provides fantastic results. Call 954-472-0622.
Dolphins and OBJ met yesterday. Everything went well. There's no imminent signing right now. Okay? So the signing is not imminent. It's not going to happen right away. It's not one of those things. There is discussions still going on between the Miami Dolphins and OBJ. So no deal was reached yet, but there are still communications going on. Okay? This is not going to be an easy deal. Why? Because Chris Greer doesn't give away money. You know, that's just kind of the style of this front office. Brandon Shore is not going to write out a contract that's just going to guarantee you, you know, they're not going to do what Baltimore did. Not doing anything like that. So it's going to be a much lower salary, probably, is my guess. And there's going to be a bunch of incentives. But the talks are still there. It's just the signing is not going to happen right now. Okay? So if it happens, it'll be a little bit more down the line, but it is still active, is the way I would, you know, I would phrase it, is what's going on between the Dolphins and OBJ. So it's not dead. So for those of you that don't want them, there's still a chance to disappoint you. For those of you that don't mind taking the chance, yours truly. You know why I don't mind taking a chance? Because I'm going to go by what Shore and Greer and Allen and McKenzie and what they normally do. They don't give away money, you know. And he's, like I told you, he's not here to be number one or number two. He's not here to be a savior. He's here to be more of a complimentary piece. So I'm one of the ones that's willing to take this chance. Okay. You know, and if you think about it, the last couple of years, he's been well-behaved. He's not doing anything stupid anymore, you know. And you're not asking him to carry your team. You're not asking him to be, which is what they used to do. When you used to sign Odell Beckham, you used to sign him to be one of your anchors. It's not what is happening here. So that's why I'm willing to take the chance. I think the trepidations for some of you out there, it's either one, you don't like him, and that's fine. He's earned that whole thing that a lot of people shouldn't like him. But the other one is, you know, you're afraid of what Baltimore made. That's why. Not going to be the case here.
This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
Ron says OBJ's a cancer in the locker room. First of all, they haven't signed him. So you cannot dislike the signing at all because they haven't signed anything. So there's nothing to dislike. So let's get the order right first, Ron. He hasn't been a cancer the last couple of years. He hasn't done anything the last couple of years. He's just caught a few footballs for the Rams, right? He played well for them, helped out in the Super Bowl. And then he did his job with the Ravens. And if you, again, watch the games, that's the problem. A lot of you don't watch the games. He was fine with the Ravens. He did a good job. His stats would have been better if Lamar Jackson is actually accurate. Okay? That's why I think, that's the other reason why I think he wants to play with a guy like Tua, by the way. But really, OBJ was a problem when he was the man. And that's where, you know, when you gave him all the money and he had to be the number one or number two guy, you had those expectations on him. And then that's where he was. But if you look at him where he's been complimentary with the Rams, complimentary with the Ravens the last couple of years, he really hasn't had any issues. None whatsoever. You know, I'm not an OBJ guy at all. Okay? But when I was explaining the situation, I'm an open-minded person. And I'm willing to take in information and say, you know, when you put it that way, and I've put it to you guys the way I think it's trying to play out. And if it's the way it's trying to play out, it's not a bad gamble. You're not going to get somebody with that kind of speed. And this is what the coach wants to do. It's not what you and I want to do. Okay. I'm with Faronis. I would like a bigger receiver as my third guy instead of just another fast guy. But this is what this dude likes. And so, and then I countered with the whole quick twitch stuff because maybe that's what he's also thinking. You know, this gives Tua now three fast receivers and a fast tight end. So, and we have two fast running backs. So now it's going to be really hard to stay with everybody on the field. This will create a lot of space. So I understand the method behind the madness. I really understand the method behind the madness. And I'm not an OBJ guy at all. But I get it. I get it. This is what they want to do. This fits what they want to do. You know? So it's one of those deals. But anyway, you guys are on top of it more than anybody else on the OBJ situation from the get-go, if you follow the show. But whatever. It's all up to you. All up to you. We can only work for the info for you guys. That's all we can do.